Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes, to the stirring strains of the great Rob Wayne composition, the main theme from the John Adams miniseries on HBO a number of years back. Great to have you along. Here we go today, Tuesday edition, a Bobby Mac show. And we're losing them at a rapid rate. Yesterday, we heard that Doris Day had passed away. Good long run. Doris Day was 97 years old. And today, we learned that one of the great TV comics of all time, Tim Conway, has passed away at the age of 85. Those of us of a certain vintage certainly remember Tim Conway, most, visibly from all of his years with Carol Burnett on her show and the skits that Tim Conway did with Harvey Korman. And Tim Conway would ad-lib so much in the skits that he continually broke up Harvey Korman. In fact, at one point, Harvey Korman said he was laughing so hard he actually wet himself, which is laughing pretty hard. Tim Conway made generations of Americans laugh on TV with the Carol Burnett Show and then later McHale's Navy. Multiple Emmy Award winner. Most recently in 2008, when he was a guest star on 30 Rock, he played an old, long-forgotten TV star. His big break in Hollywood came in McHale's Navy. He was cast to play Ensign Charles Parker and was nominated for an Emmy as Best Supporting Actor in that one in 1963, but probably best known for his work on Carol Burnett, the iconic 1970 sketch comedy show that included, talk about a terrific cast, Carol Burnett, Tim Conway, Harvey Korman, Lyle Waggoner, and Vicki Lawrence. Tim Conway won Emmys for Best Supporting Performer in 1973, 77, and 78 for his work on the Carol Burnett Show. Carol Burnett releasing a statement today saying, I'm heartbroken. He was one in a million, not only as a brilliant comedian, but as a loving human being. I cherish the times we had together, both on screen and off. He will be in my heart forever. Tim Conway was from Ohio, said his Midwestern roots played well on Carol Burnett and its more gentle, non-offensive comedy takes. Conway said, I think the Midwest is the heart of comedy in this country and a little bit of the South as well. For some reason, we're just more laid back, more understanding, and Midwesterners have a kinder sense of humor. One of the classic bits that Tim Conway performed on the Carol Burnett Show with Harvey Korman was where he played a inept guy who was posing as a dentist. Tim Conway is a dentist and Harvey Korman as his long-suffering patient.
All right, here. Okay, now let's see, you want to pull your tooth out. P-U-P-U-L-L. Pull tooth, T, 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 O, T, O, T, O, T, O, T, H, we are. Pull your tooth out. Boy, this is gonna hurt.
Doctor, if it's gonna hurt, please give me something to kill the pain.
Yeah, okay, well, got some Novocaine right here. Just, hold on that, Mel, let's see how this works here. Okay, Novocaine, here we are, Novocaine. Take a firm hold of the hypodermic needle. Right.
And he just grabbed it and stuck the needle in his palm.
There'll be a little bit of pain, and then numbness will set in.
And now his hand is getting numb. And Harvey Korman is cracking up. He can't take it.
Get right to it.
And Tim Conway sees the look on Harvey Korman's face, and now he's starting to crack up, too. Now he's getting his implements there. But his hand is numb. And he had the...
I'll just give you a little shot here.
And this time he stabbed himself in the leg with the needle with another cane. Harvey Korman is trying to keep it together.
Yeah, I'll be right with you.
And his leg's gone numb and now he's collapsed. And Korman can't take it. He's got his face covered up. Tim Conway is dragging his unnumbed leg across the floor, getting a chair. He just swung his numb leg up over the back of the chair. Fly landed on his book of instructions and swacked it with his numb hand. He tried to give Harvey Korman another shot of Novocaine, and he had the needle in his hand backwards and just stuck himself in the forehead with it. And Harvey Korman has just lost it. He just lost it. He's gone.
Better look at it a little closer with the light. Sorry, I didn't. Oh, well, now that'll be $20. Well, it'll be $40.
Too funny. Too funny. And so much of. Tim Conway's comedy was physical, that he would just ad-lib on the spot. A true classic, Tim Conway. He is gone at 85. Quarter after three here on the Bobby Mack Show. More serious stuff going on, Middle East, amongst other places. And Rod Rosenstein apparently has his weather vane up and can tell which way the wind is blowing, because now all of a sudden he's having unkind words about James Comey. Be right back here on the Bobby Mack Show on Tuesday.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. 3:20 here on the Bobby Mack Show. I guess there's one in every crowd, Moneypenny, one curmudgeon in every crowd, in on the text line. Thanks for wasting the first segment. Listening to people laugh isn't news. Really? Well, let me rush to inform you that doing an obituary and playing one of the classic routines from one of the best comic actors of all time when he passes away is news. And by the way, I don't just do politics and news. You know, we talk about a lot of things on this show. Others have a more generous approach towards this. Bobby, sorry to hear about Tim Conway, a great comic who could be hilarious without resulting to profanity and vulgarity, something that many of today's so-called comedians seem to be incapable of doing. He will be missed from Muscat. Bob, Tim Conway is the butler shuffling his feet, but the boss with Mrs. Wiggins, classic. Bobby, I met Tim Conway and Don Knotts in Asheville in the early 80s when they were shooting Private Eyes at the Biltmore House, both very funny men that could make you laugh without resorting to any bad language. Almost impossible to find these days. You know who else was great at that? Red Skelton. You know, never said a curse word in his life in one of his routines. Bobby, my favorite was when he did the elephants routine, and it got so funny that both he and Dick Van Dyke fell off the couch. Bobby, I've seen this one over and over again, and it always makes me laugh. Never gets old. Tim Conway and Harvey Korman. Moneypenny, in fact, was saying when we were playing the audio of that bit that she could see it in her mind, replaying the bit in her mind. Bobby, the Tim Conway dentist sketch may be the funniest thing ever on TV. Ever. Bob, don't forget Peggy Lipton, actress from the Mod Squad, passed away from cancer yesterday as well. Yeah, that's right. That would make three, right? Bobby Mack, does anyone know what company is having those orange hollow cables buried all over Anderson, Greenville, and other counties? What is their purpose? Don't know. I haven't seen those. Could it be something related to 5G? To the new 5G? I don't know. We'll see if we can find out. Or somebody in the audience may well know. I went to Carol Burnett's special. They talked about the routine he just played with a dentist. You know that Harvey Korman said he actually wet his pants during that sketch. Also loosely based on something that happened in the military, either to Harvey or Tim. I don't remember, but which one it was. It was a Q&A with Carol Burnett where she talked about that. Bob, Tim Conway with Mrs. Wiggins is just priceless. Our comedy is dead now, along with journalism. Bob, Tim Conway was my childhood hero. Mrs. Wiggins. Gotcha. Bobby, are you one of the last of the Mohicans? I am indeed. I am Chingachgook. If you follow that. Well, I mentioned Rod Rosenstein. Suddenly, now has decided after having defended James Comey before eventually sending the letter to President Trump recommending he be fired, Comey be fired as head of the FBI. Now Rosenstein apparently has the weather gauge up and senses that the wind is now blowing away from Donald J. Trump and towards the colluders, the FBI and the DOJ. And so now Rosenstein is saying some unflattering things about Mr. Comey. No wonder, consider the atmosphere all of this is happening in. Attorney General William Barr assigning the U.S. attorney in Connecticut to look into the origins of the FBI's probe into the Trump campaign. Mr. Barr has appointed John Durham for the assignment. According to the New York Times, Durham has a history of investigating potential wrongdoing among national security officials. Barr sent shockwaves through Washington after acknowledging earlier this year during a congressional hearing that he would review the origins of the FBI's investigation into the Trump campaign. And again, he referred to those activities as spying. Specifically, he said he wants to review whether the FBI had appropriate predicate for spying on the Trump campaign. In other words, if they could justify doing it. For example, when it sought a surveillance warrant against former campaign advisor Carter Page. And I think we all know the story on this by now, that it was Michael Steele who was busy out there leaking that he had put together this dossier, leaking that to the media. A reporter at Yahoo News did a story about it. And then the FBI came back and tried to claim that that was justification for giving him the FISA warrant to spy on the Trump campaign, when they knew good and well it was Steele who had leaked it to the reporter. So that story came all from the same source. They had Steele's dossier, and then they went to the FISA court and said, look, here's verification for it. Here's a story in the news. And Yahoo News says that they know about this, too, so that's independent verification. No, it wasn't, because Steele had leaked the story to the reporter. Barr's assignment of Durham may indicate that his review of the origins warrants further investigation and action. You think? Jeez, can't fool this reporter. Separately, the DOJ's Inspector General, Michael Horowitz, due to issue his report on his findings on whether the FBI acted improperly when investigating the Trump campaign and launching an investigation in July of 2016. Former AG Jeff Sessions appointed the U.S. Attorney in Utah, John Huber, to review aspects of the Russia investigation, but it's unclear what he's been investigating or what he may have found. President Trump nominated Durham for his current position in 2017. Mr. Durham has conducted special investigations under administrations of both parties. By the way, interestingly, if memory serves, Durham was the guy that handled the investigation into the FBI covering up for Whitey Bulger, the Boston mob boss. They had at least one FBI agent in Boston who was using Bulger supposedly as a source, as a CI, as a confidential informant. And the FBI agent, on four different occasions, framed innocent people for murders that had been committed by Whitey Bulger. And guess whose name also pops up in this? That would be the pure as the driven snow, Robert Mueller. Because Mueller was up there at that time as well, and in fact wrote letters to appeals courts asking the appeals court judges not to overturn the convictions of the innocent people that the FBI agent in Boston had framed for murders committed by Whitey Bulger, who's now dead. They eventually caught him. Whitey fled Boston. Where'd he go? California, I think, where they finally caught him. And he was extradited, brought back, convicted of everything under the sun, sentenced to prison, and then was murdered in prison within the last year or so. Couldn't have happened to a nicer guy. So, interesting how all of these names keep resurfacing. We'll continue to see exactly what happens, and we're waiting for Mr. Horowitz, the Inspector General, waiting for his report to come out as well, and that could be...
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
A real bombshell instead of the phony bombshells the media has been giving us about Trump colluding with Russia for the last couple of years. Take a break for the news here at the bottom of the hour, 3:30 on the Bobby Mac Show. Patrick's ready in the news center. I'm right back on the other side here on Tuesday.
Rock on, brother.
That's what we do, 4 hours each weekday, Monday through Friday, 3 to 7, slaving away over a hot microphone and computer terminal in on the text line. Bob, could you please repeat the key word? Yeah, sorry, we were talking about the passing of Tim Conway, and I did not repeat it at the beginning of this hour, but I'll do it now, and it'll be perfect. As a matter of fact, that's the key word, perfect, P-E-R-F-E-C-T. Text it to 72881. Get your name in the hat in our $1,000 bankroll contest. All right. Three winners already, Moneypenny?
Three.
Yep, three winners so far, and a little more than, going in through week number two. We had two full weeks. We're in week number three now. So a couple of full weeks there. Also in on the text line, Bobby, I remember when watching the Carol Burnett Show as a kid, Tim Conway would always break up Harvey Korman during the skits. Yeah, Harvey would just, sometimes he couldn't handle it, and he just completely broke up. Bob, not totally convinced that this new appointee, Durham, will do the right thing. Mueller was in charge of the Whitey Bulger business, yet he was never fingered by Durham in his investigation, only low-hanging fruit. Were charged. Unfortunately, Durham may have been brought in again to get Mueller out of a jam. The good old boys look out for each other. Mueller was in the Boston office, but I don't think he was directly overseeing the Whitey Bulger business, if memory serves. Bob, about the text inquiry about the orange cables going in. Bobby, fiber optic cables for AT&T DSL and faster. Not affected by the EMP. Bobby, I do see suicides on the horizon as they get closer to Hillary, from Gerald in Cowpens. Bobby Mack, I remembered that entire Tim Conway skit and was laughing again until tears were rolling down my cheeks. He will be missed. One of the greatest comedians ever, from Stephanie. Bobby, Tim Conway was priceless, and so are you. Thank you. Very kind. Bob, those yellow and orange pipes are called inner duct. It's used to connect copper or fiber optic cable. Love your show. From Dustin in Greer. Thank you, Dustin. Bob, fiber optic cable often contained in an orange conduit, usually an inch or so in diameter. See, I knew you guys out there knew what was going on. Bob, Tim Conway is the old man. He fell down the steps, and it took him 3 minutes to fall down the steps. Bob, I'm watching The Private Eyes tonight in memory of Tim Conway. I keep hoping someone will solve the Wukler case. Yeah, Bobby, it's my understanding it is fiber optic cable they're preparing for there. Texter just says, so long, Dorf. Dorf on golf was too funny. Too funny. Made me laugh until I had tears rolling down my face, too. I loved Dorf on golf when I was a kid. Yeah, I loved him when I wasn't a kid. Bobby, sad to hear about Tim Conway, a great comic who could be hilarious without resulting to profanity. Yeah, TV comics in those days just didn't do that sort of stuff. Texter says Mueller was directly overseeing the Whitey Bulger business. Your memory does not serve correctly this time. That's not what I have read in going back and reviewing the record, but if you say so. Okay, now, the Obama White House, which is where this whole business going after Trump originated, I believe in my heart of hearts. You think these guys did all this stuff without Obama knowing it? The Obama White House kept tabs on a Freedom of Information Act request for information on Hillary and her email accounts that the State Department improperly denied. One of the heroes of this whole investigation is Tom Fitton, the guy that runs Judicial Watch. The emails, which eventually were provided to Judicial Watch, show for the first time that the Obama White House was aware of the Clinton-related FOIA request, which the liberal watchdog group Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington submitted to the State Department in December of 2012. State denied the request the next May 2013, claiming no responsive records existed. That, despite officials at the State Department, the White House, and even President Obama himself knowing that Clinton had been using a personal email account for government business. The State Department's IG, the Inspector General, determined in a report released 7 January 2016 that the State Department's denial of the request from Crewe was inaccurate and incomplete. It's not clear from the emails why the White House was interested in the request, but Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton said the Obama White House orchestrated the Clinton email cover-up. Several FOIA requests were filed for information on Hillary's email server during her tenure at State, which ended February 1, 2013. The most specific request was the one from Crewe, submitted on December 6 of 2012. The group filed the FOIA request for information on the personal email accounts of several cabinet officials, including Hillary. Had the State Department fulfilled the FOIA request, the public might have learned much earlier than it did that Hillary was using a personal email account hosted on a private server while serving as Secretary of State. Hillary used the email address hdr22@clintonemail.com. It was not revealed publicly until more than 2 years later, March 2nd, 2015, when the story was printed in the New York Times. A day after the Crewe request was submitted, a FOIA official at State notified two of Clinton's top State Department aides, Cheryl Mills and Heather Samuelson. They communicated with Hillary directly on her personal email account. The first indication of White House involvement is found in a December 20, 2012 email sent out by State's top FOIA official. Cheryl Walker said, "White House called. Have we received a FOIA request from Citizens for Responsible Ethics in Washington, that's Crewe, on the topic of personal use of email by senior officials? Apparently, other agencies have. If we have it, can you give me the details so I can call the White House back? I think they'd like it on quick turnaround." Thanks from Cheryl. Ms. Walter then emailed Samuelson, notifying her of the FOIA request. "As a practical matter, given our workload, it won't be processed for some months. Let me know if there's anything else that you need." So, by the way, Samuelson and Mills would later direct the review of Clinton's emails to determine which would be deemed related to State Department work. They gave 30,000 emails to State December 5th, 2014, and the other 30,000 emails were deleted. God only knows what was on those. Samuelson and Mills also attended Hillary's July 2nd, 2016 interview with the FBI. Republican lawmakers have raised concerns with that arrangement since both Samuelson and Mills were witnesses in the FBI's investigation of Hillary's email practices. Boy, they had all their bases covered. Whole deal. One big spider web. Everybody looking out for everybody else. The only thing that went wrong, Donald J. Trump was elected president. Uh-oh, now we've got problems. Quarter before four here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. Tuesday, day before Three's Day. Bobby, so it looks like America's first African-American president, or at least half African-American, turns out to be a Islamic and commie slimeball. Bobby, the old guy and dwarf would crack me up as a kid. Tim Conway will be missed. Bob, has anybody remembered McHale's Navy? Bob, one thing I liked about Tim Conway, his license plate said 13 weeks. That was because for years, any show that he was cast in would only last for 13 weeks before it was canceled. Bob, remember Carol Burnett as Scarlett O'Hara? Tim Conway wouldn't let her get through the entire skit. And, yeah, that catches me up with the text line. Okay, here we go with a Tuesday edition of...
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Bob McLean presents Amazing, Amazing, True, True Facts.
Well, I don't know if this actually qualifies as a fact. It is more opinion. A new survey asked people to name the top inventions from the past quarter century. And I know this may come as a shock to you, but none of those as seen on TV products made the list. What? You're telling me that Popeil's Vegematic did not? Maybe it was older than 25 years. That could be it. Here we go. Number 10, tablet devices. Number 9, contactless payment, you know, where you just hover your credit card or your phone over the machine instead of swiping it. That made the top 10. Number 8, flat screen TVs. That gets my vote. Number 7, GPS. Number 6, stem cell technology. Number 5, online shopping platforms. Amazon, this is your cue to stand up. Number 4, online search engines like Google. Yeah, it'd be nice if there was one out there that was run by somebody other than the crazy libs in Silicon Valley. Number 3, online banking. I'm old enough, I had to go to the bank to cash your check. You know, and if the bank was closed, in fact, I can remember working at a radio station so small that they were fiscally challenged. This was in Danville, Virginia. And the corporate office, and I use that description loosely, was in Greensboro. And on Friday, they would drive the paychecks up to Danville from Greensboro, right? And they would intentionally bring them late enough in the day that the banks were already closed, which gave the company the weekend the opportunity to be able to cover everybody's paycheck on Monday. So you had to make sure you went to the bank and got enough money to be able to cover it. Number two, smartphones, and number one, Wi-Fi. Now, if you're wondering where's the internet on this list, it's over 25 years old. There you go. Okay. Now, how about this? A coffee shop in California, where else, is selling the world's most expensive cup of coffee. It's $75 a cup from Panama, called Elita Geisha 803, cost $800 a pound. They only sold 10 pounds of it in the entire U.S. That's 80 cups of coffee. And they already sold out, even at $75 a cup. Here's the owner of the place in San Francisco that sold it.
San Francisco is one of those places where people really appreciate, you know, fine stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's a unique coffee that comes from Panama. So it's 80 cups for the entire United States.
That's all.
That's it. The objective is just to introduce people to some great coffee.
Would it be a crime to add cream and sugar to this?
Yeah, absolutely. It would be a waste of $75.
I love this guy. San Francisco is a place of refinement. And people here have taste. When they're not dodging the human feces and the used heroin needles on the sidewalks. Jeez. Now, here is the barista at this place making the $75 cup of coffee, a reporter tasting it, and a couple of customers. Nobody, by the way, seems to think it's worth $75 for a cup of coffee.
I was actually practicing with something completely different, just hoping that this would go good.
It's good. It's very good. It tastes like fruit. It's blueberry. Whether or not I would spend $75 on this regularly, that's another thing.
Wow, packs a punch.
It's very smooth. Good taste. Not something I would probably pay $75 for.
Yeah, no kidding. Now, I'm not a coffee drinker to begin with, but holy cow, give me a break. Oh, and by the way, before we leave that 10 best inventions of the last 25 years, you may have been wondering about some that were not on the list. YouTube just missed making the top 10. YouTube came in number 11, just ahead of 3D printers, which was number 12, Netflix, number 13, Skype, number 15, electric cars, 16th, Facebook, 19th, and wireless headphones rounded out the top 20 at number 20. In on the text line, Bob, Mr. Tudball, and Mrs. Wiggins, my favorites from Tim Conway. Bob, Tim Conway's Dorf on Golf, absolutely hilarious. Every golfer should see it. And I believe that catches me up with the text line. Not a moment too soon, because hour number one has zipped on past here on the Bobby Mac Show. Stand by, because second hour here on Tuesday is on the way next. And when we come back, Boeing, of course, is apparently going to be facing some heavy-duty settlements. And how much money the families of those killed in those two crashes may depend on something, well, pretty macabre. I'll tell you what that is when we come back.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.